Yeah.
Hup. Hup.
Butt stuff.
I'm wanting to butt stuff tonight.
Gotta have you butt yourself.
That's a huge bitch.
Hey everybody, welcome to Fat Guy Loves Cake. I am Joey Valentine. It is April 1st, 2024, 4-1-24. It's April Fool's Day. I won't be playing any jokes on you today. I am so happy to have you here. Thank you for joining me for a short little show to start your Monday morning. So happy to be home. I was in LaGrange all weekend. And when you agree to do a 10-mile hike, you think like, yeah, I can do that, right? You think that's, yeah, you know, like I'm the man, you know, like I'm not gonna have to sit that out. But you know, it's like 5 miles in, you know, warm weather, in being overweight. It's like, can I call an Uber for the last half of this hike, please? No, it was fun. Fun to get out into nature. Fun to do something. But man, I got back and last night I slept immediately when I got here. And check it out, folks, fat guy listeners, I am less of a fat guy. I am now, so since I started my diet, well, I guess, I don't know if it's been 2 weeks, but I want to say it's probably been 2 weeks. 10 pounds down. I'm just eating better, right? Lots of protein shakes and really, really hitting the gym hard. I am so fucking motivated to get back to my ideal weight and actually to be better than the ideal weight. I'm really at a time of my life, man, where my body's like, dude, we can look fucking good. And I can. And my metabolism is still cooperative enough to where I was starting to get kind of frustrated because last week, like my weight just plateaued. And I was like, what the hell, man? I'm coming in way under my calories. I'm working hard at the gym. And then it was like, all of a sudden, it was like pounds and pounds and pounds were gone in a couple of days. And I don't know if it just paid off or whatever. But anyway, it was just such a treat to get on the scale and to see such a small number compared to what I've been seeing. And that made me feel really good because I was starting to get a little bit down. Like, what the fuck, man? So good news for me. And, you know, because it's always good to live healthy, to not be overweight and to look your best. And it's hard work, but it feels fucking good. And plus, I'm developing really good habits. Still smoking cigarettes. I have a pack of a box of patches. I'm like sleeping with them next to me. And it's like they're sitting there as like this good intention. Like, okay, I got them. They're there. I'm going to use them, you know, just so everyone understands, you know, here they are. They're close to me. They're not going to get used through osmosis. So I do need to take them out of the bag, package, box, whatever, and apply. Although I'm afraid that I'll probably use the entire box in one day because, man, nicotine is a mother to give up. And, I mean, I've quit some stuff before. I've quit some stuff and I've quit some things, man. But nicotine is rough. So anyway, that's what's up with me. And I hope you guys are doing well. And of course, I want to say to anyone who, I don't know if I mentioned it before, but my beautiful baby boy, Frankie, passed away. And he was just everything to me as a cat. He was just like the most unique, most sweetest, just good cat you could ever own. And out of all the shitty animals I own, I can't believe he was the one that died. And such is life, as it always is. The best thing in your life is always taken from you. You know, like shitty people never die, you know, like shitty people and shitty pets always live to be fucking old as hell. And then like really great people and really great pets always die really young. And I just don't get that. It's fucking depressing, but it's not better not to dwell on it. So I'm thankful for the memories I had with him, and I have other cats to look after, and so whatever. I know I did in the last episode. I did the Roadhouse AI story that I wrote. And I hope you guys had a chance to listen to it. If you didn't listen to it, go back and listen to Friday's episode, because it was an AI story written about Roadhouse and with Lafayette and Carlos. I was supposed to be on their show, and I was going to read it then, but I obviously did not feel up to it because of how upset I was over Frankie. And they did a Roadhouse episode. And listening to it, it drove me fucking crazy, because all they did was badmouth the 1989 Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze. And I was not there to defend Patrick Swayze and the obviously superior movie. And I was screaming at my fucking stereo. Like, I'm driving down the road and I'm listening to Nerds Talking, the podcast. And they weren't even just like, oh, I prefer the new Roadhouse. They were like, this is just a horrible movie. Just terrible. And I've never been so livid in my life. I was screaming at my stereo, like, if you guys weren't my friends, I would make a fucking point to shut your show down because your opinions are so invalid. And so I talked to Carlos and Lafayette last night, and we're going to dually record Nerds Talking and Fat Guy on Wednesday so that we can both release a Friday episode of the exact same episode on both channels of us discussing Roadhouse. I assure you, you're going to want to be there, because I'm going to use a lot of profanity. I'm going to threaten Lafayette and Carlos with a lot of sodomy, and until they admit that they were wrong about Roadhouse. So that's that. And in other news, your president, not mine, Joe Biden, who seems to be, actually, I'm not even going to blame this one on Biden, because at this point he's so, so far into dementia that he's not making any decisions at this point. And it's his staff. And the man came out on Easter Sunday, the holiest of all days in the Christian faith, and declares it to be Transgender Day of Visibility. I'm thinking, like, are you out of your fucking mind? Do you ever think about anything before you do it? Listen, there are two religions in this world when it comes to the majority of humanity, and that is the Muslims and the Christians, okay? And they almost pretty much kind of follow each other. And we know how the Muslims are, okay? Not all, obviously. I don't speak for all Muslims when I say this, but a good part of them are fanatics. They are fanatical about Allah, and they believe that, you know, martyring themselves and killing themselves takes them to heaven and all that. And whereas the Christian faith believes quite the opposite. And I'm just saying, like, religion can make people very, very kooky and very, very nutty. And that's why it's very protected. And we don't want to step on people's toes. You think that the gay community or the transgender community can get upset, you have not felt the wrath of a truly angry religious community, and one as big as the Christian denomination. And I assure you that coming out on the day of Jesus's resurrection and declaring it here's the thing with the Transgender Day of Visibility, it's March 31st. It was declared that like 10 years ago, okay? So it's not as entirely bad as it sounds. And obviously Easter, because of the way that the years go, you know, Sunday is on a different day every year. So March 31st just happened to fall on Easter this year. It just doesn't make sense that you picked this year to do it. It could have been last year when it was on the 31st was probably on a Saturday or a Monday, whatever day it would have been. I don't know if it's before or after, but it wouldn't have been Easter Sunday last year. And there's an election coming up. Biden is way behind Trump. And why would you come out on the resurrection of Jesus Christ and say that we were celebrating? You could have started off with like, hey, America, happy Easter. On this day, the stone was rolled away, and Jesus came out of the cave and ascended to heaven, and he had died for all our sins, and it's wonderful, and I hope everyone who celebrates that is having a fantastic weekend. And on a lesser note, we're also going to celebrate the Transgender Day of Visibility, which they declared 10 years ago. It's not having anything to do with Easter. It's just that this is the day they claimed it on, and it happens to be on Easter Sunday. And you could have walked it up, you know, you could have pussyfooted it a little bit and made everyone a little bit happy, or at least everyone a little bit less angry, because the transgender community got their way and the Christians got stepped on, and there is going to be, already has been, but major, major backlash. And people, you think there aren't Democrats that are Christian? I assure you, there are a lot of Christian Democrats, because Christianity, with all of its denominations, and when I say Christianity, I mean like Catholicism, the non-denominational, Presbyterian, Lutheran, any religion that follows the teachings of Christ, which is pretty much all of them in this country, with the, you know, unless you go start talking about, you know, Islam or anything like that. This country was founded on God and Jesus. And whether you like it or not, it's not a matter of whether it's right or wrong. It's not a matter of whether you believe. It's just a fact that 1/3 of people in the world are Christian, and 1/3 of the people in the world are Muslim, and then there's the rest. Okay, that's a fact. So when in America, a country that is predominantly Christian of some sort, when you come out on the day of Jesus's resurrection and you say, well, we're going to celebrate these dudes dressing like chicks, man, you know, it's just, it feels like it's only a matter of time before Jesus comes back and he just kicks all of your asses. You know, like God goes, son, it's time. You know, we've been patient. It's been 2,000 years and they haven't gotten shit right. Why don't you just go ahead and head down there, you know, bulk up, like make sure that your pecs and your abs are just super cut. Go down there in a loincloth and just beat some ass, all right? Because people need to be taught a lesson. And Jesus is like, all right, Dad, you got it. I mean, if that's what you want. Jesus comes down with sunglasses on. He's like, I told you I'd be back. He starts beating ass. That's the kind of story. How about that one, Hollywood? Remake that one. The second coming of Christ, except he just comes in and he just really teaches everyone Terminator style a lesson in humility. That's what I want to see. Then all the Christians can humbly sit around and be really arrogant about it and be like, we told you. We warned you. Jesus wasn't to be trifled with. So amid backlash about the White House proclaiming Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter, there's an extensive list of LGBT-focused holidays celebrated throughout the year. See, the gay community is not just happy with having a whole month that celebrates them. They want to have every fucking day of the year, apparently. On Transgender Day of Visibility, we honor the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgender Americans and reaffirm our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union, where all people are created equal and treated equally throughout their lives, said a White House statement recognizing Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday, the most holy holiday for Christians. Yeah, we honor the extraordinary courage it takes you men to dress up. You're right. It takes balls to dress like a woman when you're a man. It takes a lot of fucking brass. It takes a lot of courage to leave your house with a beard or a 5 o'clock shadow and a penis and to put on a dress and have the audacity to change into a women's locker room. You're right. That does take courage. I don't have that kind of courage. I don't have the bravery that you transgender people somehow managed to muster up in your mentally ill minds that makes it okay. Look, dude, this is biology. You could fight it all you want, but if you were born a man, you're a man, and that's just a fucking fact. And you just, it's just so stupid, man. This is like trying to change the way, like me being in denial of the fact that I can't fly if I flap my arms, you know, like saying, like, yes, I can. I identify as a person who can fly, and I flap my arms. I'm still not going to leave the fucking ground, no matter how much I flap my arms. No matter how aerodynamic I make my fat body, it's not going to lift off of the ground just because I believe it will. Because it's a fact that human beings, without the aid of metal and fuel and engineering, cannot fucking fly. I'm so tired of Americans being told what they have to like and what they have to do at the expense of everyone's, of the majority's feelings for the sake of a very few. That's not fair. I just don't understand how the transgender community gained so much support. I don't get that. I don't understand why companies aren't. No one's going to do anything to you. Just fucking come out and say, we don't support that. No one's going to do shit about it. You know, the only thing that's going to happen when you do this fucking LGBTQ agenda, and again, I'm very supportive of the gay community, okay? Look, I'm very good friends with Carlos and Lafayette. That should show just how much I support the gay community. All right? But there are companies being canceled, and it's like nobody's fucking learning anything. Bud Light finally got their shit together. I mean, I can only imagine what the closed door meetings for that was like, you know, after they took that massive, massive $500 million hit. And they were like, well, that's never going to happen again. And now they've gotten back to where they're supporting UFC, and they're like, they're slowly getting their celebrity endorsements, and everyone's forgetting that the whole Dylan Mulvaney thing even happened. And I'm glad, because Bud Light didn't deserve to be punished forever. People make mistakes. Everyone deserves forgiveness. Okay. I believe truly that everyone deserves forgiveness if they are truly sorry for what they've done, and they, you know, make reparations. Here in this culture in America, it seems like no one believes in fucking forgiving. I do. I think that you can't just cancel someone. You can't ruin someone's life just because like they accidentally or even on purpose said something and then later regret it. You can't. Okay, so somebody says the N-word 20 years ago, and then it's like someone digs it up on Twitter, and then their entire career is ruined, you know? Or some woman makes allegations that she was assaulted, and not to say that the allegations aren't true a lot of the times, but automatically, like in Hollywood, if just some random girl comes out and goes, he assaulted me, and then like they cancel all the fucking movies. They don't even let it get to trial. They cancel all the movies like you're a fucking cancer, which is crazy to me, speaking of which, because Hollywood breeds sexual predators. So the fact that they try and distance themselves from that, like they don't know what's going on the casting couch there, is hilarious. But these companies, like Bud Light, is making a comeback, and good for them, because there were a lot of jobs at stake, a lot of people that got caught in that, you know, like friendly fire. It's not fair for people who have probably no opinion one way or the other that work for Bud Light, you know, factory workers and delivery men and et cetera, who lost their jobs because of the Dylan Mulvaney decision. And these people don't deserve to have their jobs lost because of one stupid mistake that Bud Light made. And Bud Light is doing everything they can short of saying that they fucked up. They can't say that because they know that they'll take backlash for it. Bud Light could never come out and be like, that was a mistake. But they can sweep it under the rug, and they can do things like they're doing to prove to Americans that they are sorry in their own subtle little way. And that's what they've done. However, Ben and Jerry is is getting fucking canceled by the majority. They have been this absolutely super outspoken liberal company for a very long time. What happened was, is when Ben and Jerry sold their company to this Swedish fucking mega company that owns all this other shit, they did it with the stipulation that they could keep their own board. That was part of the deal. You can buy the company, but we retain our own board, which meant, and I guess they didn't realize this at the time when they bought Ben & Jerry's, but what it meant was that the Ben & Jerry's board could do whatever the fuck they wanted, and nobody could say jack shit about it. They couldn't fire them. They couldn't do anything. So that's exactly what's been going on. Ben & Jerry's has been really, really outspoken on Twitter, in the newspaper, online, et cetera, about just how fucking liberal they truly are, and they have rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And their major parent company is parting ways with them because of it, because they do not want anything to do with the bullshit rhetoric that they keep spouting out. It's a fucking ice cream company. Okay. All right. We're looking for Moo Crunch or whatever fucking brands of I don't even know any ice cream. Wasn't there like Funky Monkey or something? I don't know. We're looking for Chunky Funky Monkey, not liberal vanilla. Okay, so you keep your fucking politics out of your business, please. That's my business. I'm the one that's here to spread propaganda. All right, I'm gonna wrap this up. I have got to get to work, and I've got a video to make on my YouTube channel. Oh my god, I just did not. I totally fucked the audio. I recorded an entire video to release today, and I don't know how to explain it. The program that I run through, it's called VoiceMod, and it's basically like a voice enhancement. It's my soundboard. It's how I make sound effects. And you have an option on the bottom left corner. It says hear myself. Okay. So if I want to hear what the recording is going to sound like, as opposed to, because I'm just hearing it through the microphone, the dry sound of me through the microphone. But if I click hear myself, I hear what's going into the recording, which is the enhanced version of my voice. You know, it's a little clearer. It's got some bass added to it. It's got just a little bit of everything, you know, to enhance it, make it sound like it's HD. But what I did was, because I wasn't wearing headphones when I was recording, I couldn't hear that I still had to hear myself on. And so the entire recording was echoed. So the whole fucking thing was ruined. I had recorded the entire episode in two different parts because it's such big files, because I'm recording in such high definition. I can't record the whole show in one thing. I record like 30 minutes and then I record another 30 minutes so that I can break them up so that it doesn't overwork my computer when I make them. And funny, because I record like 30 minutes and then I record another 30 minutes. And then when the finished product is like 15 minutes, so there's that much shit to cut out because of mistakes or cats or neighbors starting their fucking motorcycles or my mom walking down the hallway, talking to the dogs. So there's a lot of shit to edit out in the end. But anyway, it's, you know, I had a great take on the episode. It was perfect. And it was useless. It was absolutely fucking useless. And I have to redo it again. And I know that it's not going to be as funny because it's going to be forced. You know, like I'm so much better at improv than I am at lines. Because now, like my reactions to on my videos is genuinely me laughing at something I've never seen before. I take all these videos that Raven sends me and I watch them and I react to them. Well, now I've already seen them all, and I can't change my reactions. So it's just going to feel so phony. So hopefully that doesn't suck. Anyway, everybody, happy April Fool's Day. Go out there and fool somebody. Remember, it's April Fool's Day. I guess you're supposed to prank people. I don't know. I think I'm going to fuck with my boss. I'm going to tell him something really awful. He has such a short fuse. And if I tell him something's wrong with the business, he's going to lose his shit. So that should be fun. Everybody have a wonderful rest of your week. Don't forget on Friday, the episode of me, Carlos, and Lafayette will be available to talk about Roadhouse. It's probably going to be a very long episode because I'm going to really let them have it. So, and, you know, until then, I'll see you on Wednesday. Everybody take care.